10 and 1:41. Afternoons with Aaron here on Kate Radio. We're going to get caught up with what's been going on this summer for the Albert Lea American Legion baseball team. Head coach of the Legion, Jay Anderson, joins us. And Jay, good afternoon. How you doing?
Good afternoon, Aaron. Good to be here with you again.
Absolutely. I'm sure you're busy, probably getting ready for the 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, you know, with baseball tying up all of last weekend, four games in about 36 hours, you know, then planning for the weekend at the winery, and then, of course, with two games this week right before the 4th to make up from early summer changes with the sections, and then two right afterwards. We're just kind of getting into this thing full board before we wrap it up in about 3 to 4 weeks.
Now, before we talk baseball, the last time we talked, did you have a son that was getting married?
Oh, yeah, that was right after the end of sections. It was the 11th of June, so Alex and Paige got married at the winery, so everything backed right up to that. So we kind of had that full schedule. And, of course, at that time, if you remember, I was fretting about the rain coming. I was trying to get you to turn it off.
Right. So how was the weather day? Yeah. How did things turn out that day?
It worked out. I mean, it rained overnight in the morning, but everything cleared off, and we were able to make plans for inside and outside, and we were able to stay outside. But if I wouldn't have made the plans for inside, guaranteed it would have rained for sure. So the double duty worked out on that part of it too, because we were able to pull it all off in the out of doors, and it worked out really great.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you. There we go. Yeah, we'll take it. Anything that helps.
Jay Anderson, Albert Lea American Legion baseball team, and let's get right to it. The Firecracker Tournament over in Rochester over the weekend, and 12 teams participating, a lot of good teams from around the state of Minnesota. And I'm looking, and I guess to me, the main story out of that tournament is pitching. You got some very good outings from, three different guys, Carter Miller, was it Jacob Skinness, and then Dakota Yonke. I mean, pitching was really key over the weekend.
It was a big deal. I'll step back even, previous week, Wednesday, Thursday of last week, we stepped back into it after a two-week hiatus, basically, coming off of some stuff with, course, sections, and then coming off some rain, a rain miss out on that thing, and we threw our guys out there. And I'll be honest with you, Aaron, those guys, those two main guys you talked about, they struggled mightily after having not pitched for 2 weeks. It was really rough around the edges, and we were glad we played last week because we threw them back into the fire on Saturday, and they were totally different guys when they had at least a game under their belt after having that much time off. Jacob Skinness was the first game we played. Lawrence, all the teams we played, except for Wayzata, and they won their conference, all went to the state. Believe it or not, they were all at the state tournament the previous month. So, because Lawrence went to state, Lakeville North, and then Wayzata won their section, and then Hermantown went in 3A as well, from up there. So we didn't know. It was kind of a scary thought, but in the summer things are. Some people have players, some people don't. Everybody has a good core, but they don't always have who they had, the month previous. So we're all kind of on the same table. But our guys stepped up, with the Lord's game. Jacob Skinness, again, coming off a rough outing last week, was pretty much lights out. I mean, 6-0, he won the game, and, he had a no-hitter going until we had a bloop fall into center field. So that was a great thing for him. And we threw Carter Miller up against Lakeville North. Lakeville North, of course, that's the kind of team that Carter Miller does well with, guys that want to really crush the ball and hit it all over the park. And he was on with his breaking pitch and whatever. And then we went back to back to back. So then we were kind of thin by 4 in the afternoon after having played 6 straight hours of baseball, 5. So we just threw it by committee, and we had young guys in there. We had sophomores in there. And, so some guys struggled a little bit at first, and then we threw Spencer Jones in there. For 3 innings, and he shut them down for 3 innings, and we'd given up 5 in the first 2 innings in that third game, and we crawled our way back to the 7th, and we scored enough in the top of the 7th to get us to a lead of 6-5, and again there we sat with our pitching. Where do we go from here? And we kind of had to go back to the well a little bit, and it ended up with a double that dropped in. It was actually about 2-foot foul, and everybody could see it was foul, but the umpire called it fair.
And that led up,
and we kind of let up on the ball, which we should have never done, but what should have been maximum of a double ended up being a triple. now we are facing a tough road to hold there with a man on third, nobody out, and managed to get one out, and then another guy got a hit one in the gap, and the game was over. That was pretty much it. But that was our only little hiccup for the most part. For the most part, when we get to that tournament, for whatever reason, for the last several years, our guys step up for that, and they, you know, when they're forced to go, you know, a lot of games for at a short period of time. It's kind of like with sections. Our guys have a tendency to not give up and step up and do what they have to do. And this weekend was another example of that.
So the team goes 3-1 at the Firecracker tournament over in Rochester, wins against Lakeville North, Rochester Lord, and Hermantown, and just that tough loss to Wayzata. Now, Jay, where does that put the team record-wise?
Right now we're 4-2. League-wise, we're 1-1 because we played our first two games last week. We'll jump right back into it tonight. Carter will get the pitch again tonight. We'll go against what's in the summer is Rochester A's. We'll play those guys tonight. We got to make up with Otana tomorrow night. Then we get 4 or 5 days off, and we've got one next week in Casson. And as we speak, I was trying to schedule. We got Byron from that first week of sections. So they were playing as well. That's one last makeup we got to get in. I'm trying to get that in sometime next week. And then we'll turn around and go, I think it's 3 or 4 the following week, and our regular season is done. It'll be done for the year around the 15th.
Oh, wow.
Or so, and then we turn around and jump right back into playoffs the following Monday, which is the week of the, I don't know what it would be, the 17th or the 22nd or some whatever that week is. We'll jump into there, and then it's all the marbles for that. For that part of the week, and then we'll see where we're at. It goes quick, especially when you don't have a lot of options. It goes kind of quick.
Rochester A's tonight, 6:30 at Hike. Owatonna tomorrow at 6:30 at Hike. Is that Rochester Mayo?
No, the A's are Century.
Century, okay.
Century. The Red Hawks are Mayo. We got those the last game of the season, and then we've got we already played JM last week. That was our 10-9. Come from behind win on that one. So, yeah.
And both those schools, the varsity, you picked up wins against Century and Owatonna, correct? If I remember correctly?
Yep, exactly.
So, get out to Hike Field tonight and tomorrow. Weather should be perfect. 6:30 start for both games. As the Legion team, you said 4-2? 4-2 on the season?
4-2 right now, calling the tournament. Yep, 4-2, and then like I say, in league play, we're 1-1. It only ends up being like eight or nine games in the league. We used to play everybody twice. Now we just play one league game because we don't play as many tournaments. Some of these bigger schools or bigger towns, they play, you know, 2 to 4 tournaments a year. Up until this year, we didn't have the numbers to do that. That could change a little bit, but we haven't had the ability to do that. So they play a lot of tournaments, and they didn't want to play more than one league game a year. So the last 3-4 years, they've only played them once instead of playing twice. But, yeah.
There's only so much time during the summertime, and, yeah, I like that. Just play once.
Yeah, I hear you. the biggest thing is, you know, I can go back 12, 14 years ago, you know, you probably remember when we had the Cortons and my kid and Cole Sorensen.
Absolutely, yep.
Cloth, all those guys. We would play our schedules when we coached those guys. We were playing 34 games a summer. Okay?
Wow.
So now we've changed that to about 15 or 14. So what I'm saying is it's not just the games have changed, the culture of the kids have changed too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it was, you know, everybody works now, everybody's got a big, busy schedule. And it's just hard to say, hey, we're going to commit to 25, 30 games in a summer when you want to make sure you can at least get the league in there. So it has changed culturally, too. It's not just, you know, not wanting to play or can't play. We physically can't play because kids are so spread out and so thinned out that it's a challenge just to get those guys to, you know, to get 10 to 20 games a summer out of it. Where it's at right now, so.
Jay Anderson, head coach, Albert Lea American Legion baseball team, giving us an update on how the Legion's doing, and we'll get another update from Jay probably in the next couple of weeks. Jay, thank you so much for the time. Have you a good 4th of July weekend, and good luck to the boys tonight and tomorrow.